Job chapter 2, verses 9. Then said his wife unto him, Does that still retain thy integrity? Curse God and die. Want to use for our topic this morning, when the family that prays together don't stay together. When the family that prays together don't stay together. We call them wives' tales. Wives' tales are sayings that we have somehow adopted to be truth. They originated from, no disrespect, some wives, some women sitting around talking, declaring that they got knowledge of some things, BJ. For example, an apple a day will keep the doctor away. I don't know if that's true. Or how about the family that prays together stays together? But divorce rate is 66% in the world and approximately 72% in the church. If we pray together, do we really stay together? See, we have to learn that people can come up with some wonderful things. But when you begin to go through a storm and you test those things, and then when you test them, you walk away disappointed because that's what Grandmama M said, but that's not what the Word of God is saying. The truth be told, the family that prays together is more likely to become separated because of your prayer. It is when you pray together that Satan attacks the family. As long as you clubbing together and you play in spades every week, hey, you got it made. No challenges in your life. I told you I'm going to put it in your face. No challenges in your life whatsoever. But mess around and start praying together. Start getting on one accord and watch Satan begin to attack the relationship. Because that's what God instituted. So if he can separate the family, he's separating the power that we have on earth. So he will always attack what God has instituted. The family that prays together don't always stay together. Now, the perfect example of this is the story of Job. The Bible opens up with the book of Job, and it describes Job in chapter 1 as being this upright and perfect man. Now, if Job was an upright and perfect man, I just believe that Job prayed with his wife. I just believe because Job owned so much, every now and then they'll walk hand in hand in love, watching the sun set and looking over everything that God has given them. I just can only imagine she leaned over, kissed Job on his cheek, and said, what a wonderful man I had until the storm came. The family that prays together don't always stay together. So here's Job. Job is not bothering anyone. Job is not even in anybody's business. He's just sitting, chilling, spending quality time with his family. And isn't it just like God to introduce you to Satan by saying, now, what do you mean? I've just been walking to and fro. Well, listen, have you considered Jamaica? Have you thought about Jamaica? I mean, she's praying. So, why not her? How about Syria? She said, now I'm rededicating my life to Christ. Have you considered Syria? But Syria is saying, but Lord, now I'm on the right path for you. I'm on the right track. And I know that now that I'm walking in the way that you call me to, I know that you put a hedge of protection around me and no hurt, no harm, no danger will ever come. Lord, I'm just praying in your name because I know that I have victory. And you look around and you find yourself in a storm. And you say, Lord, what happened to the hedge of protection? Lord, what happened to the victory that you promised me? And so Job began to go through something. And when Job began to go through something, the first person that showed up in Job's life is his wife. fellas, you think you're saved because I'm talking about Job's wife. But Job's wife, woman, represents the church. So when I say Job's wife this morning, I'm being inclusive of all of us. Not about your relationship to somebody on this earth, but your relationship to your husband who is Jesus. And what we'll discover is that we say the same thing to God today that this foolish woman said to Job. And what she said to Job, just curse God and die. In other words, what she's saying is that if you curse God, death may not be physical, it's a spiritual separation. A lot of us are alive today physically, but spiritually we're separated from God. And you wonder why God won't move. You wonder why God won't answer your prayer. Because we're separated from Him, because we are dead. The problem I would imagine with being dead is being dead and don't know that you're dead. And that's a lot of us today. We think we got it going on. Because on the outside we look good, but inside we're spiritually dead. Disconnected from God. God doesn't know us, because the only prayer that God hears from a sinner man is, will you come home? Lord, bless me. Who are you? I don't know you. You first got to come back to God for God to bless you. See, we're praying the wrong thing. James says the reason that our prayers are not being answered is because we pray amiss. Lord, I don't like what Sheila did to me. Would you please kill her? I'm praying amiss. Lord, I don't like Carolyn because she has more than me. Please remove hers and give it to me. We're praying amiss. And so what we have to begin to do is we have to come back into fellowship with God. When we're in fellowship with God, now God says, I hear your prayer. But when you pray, what you pray is His will, not your desire. I desire a lot of stuff. And some of the things, the truth be told, that what I desire, I really shouldn't desire. Some of the things that I want, I really shouldn't want. You can close your Bible at this junction. I want to talk about you. Some stuff that you pray for, like somebody else's husband, you shouldn't be praying. Like somebody else's wife, that white dog, you shouldn't be. Lord, let me have that person's promotion, that person's job. See, you can close your Bible now because I'm going to deal with you this morning. Because we're praying amiss. And when we begin to pray amiss, God cannot move, because God has to stay connected to His promises. Job's wife says, why don't you just curse God and die? But notice what she said before that. She said to Job, she said, then said his wife unto him, does thou still retain thy integrity? In other words, what she's saying to him is that I see something on you that perhaps you don't see. In the midst of you going through something and you think nobody is watching you, somebody see your glory. Somebody is impressed the way that you're handling it. Somebody's looking at your integrity. Somebody said, ooh, that girl still got it together. Man left with child, left with job, everything gone, but she's still holding it together. Somebody is reading your life. Somebody is looking at you. Somebody is looking at your integrity. You may not have material things, but they're looking at your character. They're looking at your integrity. Now, the word integrity is a mathematical term. The word integrity has to do with integral. It has to do with being whole. Take everything away from me, but I'm still whole with Jesus Christ. Because you can't take that. You can take the car, the house, and everything else, but my relationship with God, I still have that, baby. And so what Job is saying, take everything that I have, but I'm still whole, I'm still one with God. When you get on one accord with God, and you're one with God, you may not have what the next person has, but baby, I got Jesus. And all I need right now is Jesus. I know Him to be the author and the finisher of my faith. I know right now that I'm going through something, and it doesn't matter how bad it is, He will be my bridge over my troubled water. I know what the doctors say, but Dr. Jesus says, Bob, relationship with God. And so what Job's wife, who was there for the good times, when bad times come, notice, now, Job is a long, long book. Now, look at the book of Job. The book of Job has 42 chapters. Now, we're just in chapter number 2, and she's already to my cursing God. I bet she didn't curse him when the first $1,000 rolled in there. I bet when the first cow rolled in there, she didn't curse God then. Now, as soon as the storm starts, now in chapter number 2, she want to curse God. Just go ahead, Job, give up. Because, remember we talked about earlier, Job, I know you got a will somewhere. You go ahead. Unless you go through something with me. Amen. Because on a cute day, on a day when the sun is shining, baby, I can show you a real good man. Mess around and let me go through something, and something begins to upset me, and then the real person comes out. Right. See, that's what Job's wife is showing right now. Baby, this is who I was all along. See, the money just camouflaged me for a little while. Yeah. But every now and then, God will remove your substance so you can see who you really dealing with. You know the one that you gave to and now you need some, they won't give to you. That's one. God removed stuff so you can see what you're really dealing with. God will always provide the opportunity so that you can learn something. And she said, Job, why don't you just curse God and die? Notice then she asked a question. Do you still retain your integrity? So God moves from learning to discerning. Now, discerning is when I see something and I pick up on it through the Spirit without anyone telling me. Now, even though she was a foolish woman, she still could discern this man still got integrity. Notice that. This man still got integrity. Shazam, he may not have what everybody else has, but he treats you right. He may not have what your neighbor has, but he don't disrespect you. He may go everywhere, but at night he comes home to you. And he doesn't come home with phone numbers falling out because he has integrity. But as modern day women, that's not enough for me. Can you pay the bills? Can you buy me what Lisa just got over there? What you doing looking over there? See, the Bible says that you don't worry about what's going on over there. You just worry about over here. See, you don't know the hell that Lisa going through to keep what she's keeping over there. You don't know how many times Lisa get knocked upside the head when she get home at night. You don't know if that makeup is really to make her look good. Discernment, and that is that I want you to see what type of man that he really is. So there's a place of learning, discerning, and now show concern. She says, won't you just curse God and die? And what we'll say is, you crazy? Get away from me. But Job understood that sometimes in your storm, the people that God has attached to you is so that you can show concern, so that you can minister to them. I know you thought they was around you for another reason, but God is saying, but I want them to see you going through something, because I want them to see me in you. When the next person is going to blow their brains out, I want you to stay calm in the storm. When the next person gonna run off with another man and somebody else, I want you to stand with integrity. See, somebody is reading your life and somebody's saying, this person is full of integrity. See, in life you have to know, and I said it 1,000 times, everybody doesn't read the Bible. They just watch your Holy Ghost filled self. On Sunday when you dancing and shouting and laying hands on folk in the church, and on Monday you cursing folk out, they just watch you. They don't read the Bible, they just read your life. And if the God that you serve allow you to do that, that's why they won't come to church with you, because your life is stacked up on a Monday and on a Tuesday and on a Friday night. Then you wake up on Sunday morning and say, come on, go to church with me. No, not that church that you're going to, because if that's integrity that you have, I don't want to go. Job understood that this was an opportunity to minister to his wife. Now, I say that because I told you at some junction I was going to bleed on you. Here's me bleeding on you this Sunday morning. And when I say bleed on you, one thing they always tell a preacher, and that is never preach about what you're personally going through. I understand that because you didn't come to hear my problems. You didn't come to hear my issues. But this morning, I believe that what I'm going through, somebody else is going through as well. Let me bleed on you just for a little while, and then I'll stop. It's very hard to minister to the person that is in your house. The Bible closed. I'm just talking about Tony, chapter 1, verse number 1. It's very hard to minister to the person that is in your house. Because what they say is, look at you. So they pick out this stuff in your life that they know. But baby, I'm not preaching Tony's gospel. I'm preaching Jesus' gospel. Just like you jacked up, I got some stuff I got to fix in my life too. So together, we better touch and agree and hope that we both get it right. But if you try to use me as a measurement of Jesus Christ, you gonna miss it, and I'm gonna miss it too. Because I'm not Jesus. He died for me like he died. You got it. word of the Lord. Now notice the one thing that she saw in Job, and that was integrity. She saw Job as being a whole man. She says, every time I punch him over here, he's still standing. Every time I do this to him, he smiles a little bit more. And when I talk about him and spread lies, every time I see Job just is calm, and he still got it all together. Somebody's watching your soul, and baby, you still got it together. How do I know you got it together? Because you're standing here this morning, smile on your face, looking good, driving good, living good, and the enemy tried to kill you. Yeah, one day Satan came to God, and he says, have you considered this one, or that one, or that one, or that one? Don't you know God will never place more on you than you can bear? When Satan called your number, you better believe God says, go ahead. In the midst of all this, you can have everything, but you can't have my integrity. Amen. Now, integrity has to do with who are you on the inside. A couple months ago, God gave me something, and I look at it every day. It's Proverbs 16, 1, 2, and 3. And the truth is, I don't like it. Because verse number 2 says, the ways of a man is clean in his own eyes. You know when you get ready to do your dirt, it looks good to you? Right there. See, it looks good to you. Then verse number 3, God says, but if your works is unto the Lord, I'll establish it. In other words, don't do that dirt that is inside of you. He says, do the work of the Lord. When you do the work of the Lord, God says, I'll establish everything that you do. In other words, when you begin to put your hand to the plow, and if you don't look back, God is saying, I'll make that happen for you. But God, I don't see it. You don't need to see it because we're walking by faith and not by sight. But God, I don't know how this thing is going to work out. You don't need to understand it. You just need to trust me. And see, that's the story of Job. When Job came through this thing, God gave Job double for his trouble. Somebody this morning is living the life of Job. You catching hell on this side. Somebody here this morning, you started off and you were up here and you fell down here. But God is going to give you double for your trouble. Somebody's laughing at you. You got three friends in your life that showed up and said, Job, you must be something. You know when you begin to go through a storm, people will always show up and say, the only reason you're going through that is because God is disciplining you. Because you did something wrong. And if you didn't do anything wrong, God wouldn't be doing that. See, sometimes in life you go through stuff because God wants to use your life to demonstrate something. See, he'll demonstrate through you his glory. And then he'll walk you through the thing, so he'll move from demonstrating his glory to delivering you so you can tell your story. Oh, I know God will bring you through. Yeah. have never lost my faith. Everything disappeared, but I still got faith. See, the faith that Job had was to understand that everything that God allows to be taken, not because he's mad, because he wanted him to have some new stuff.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
You didn't get that.
Thank you, Lord.
You keep complaining about the leak in your house. You keep complaining about your car. And God is saying, I'm going to give you some new stuff. Some new stuff. You complaining about who walked out. You better thank God for who said. You better thank God for the next one that said. You be worried about the wrong thing. You better, baby, begin to shout for your new stuff that's right around the corner. You better act like a fool and just begin to praise him, because my new stuff is on the way. And my new stuff don't look like my old stuff. Going through this thing. And the Bible declares that God gave him double for his trouble. The Bible says Job lived an additional 140. Just in case you're slow, 70 times 2 is 140. And the Bible declares that Job had children. And God restored every last one. Can you hear me? Let me get a video here. I'm coming out of your spirit. Stuff that broke. It broke because it was old anyway. And God needs to give you some new stuff so you can quit trying to patch that old stuff. You can't put new wine and old wine stand. It doesn't work. God is saying, I'm trying to disconnect you from some stuff so I can push some more stuff in your life. And when God began to push stuff and you're a person of integrity, he pushed inside of you integrity, and integrity comes. Job teaches that God is bringing new stuff. New stuff. I know it doesn't look like it.
Thank you, Lord.
And I'm sure in the midst of Job's storm,
thank you, Lord.
He said, man, I'm through.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, I feel like that sometimes.
Thank you.
Do you feel like that?
Yeah.
Man, I'm through this.
Thank you, Lord. I just need it, Lord.
Man, it just is. Every day something new.
Yeah.
I mean, God, will it ever end?
Yeah.
You know, as soon as I get this thing fixed, that thing breaks. I said, if I fix my friendship over here, then that one over there breaks. Every day is something.
Yeah.
And God is saying, keep your integrity.
Hallelujah.
Don't act a fool. I know you're going through something, but don't act a fool.
Yes, God.
Keep your integrity. And he says, I'm going to give you double. For your trouble. Somebody in here, you lost it all. And this morning, you are a witness to somebody that piece, by piece, furniture, chair, by chair, painting by painting, car tire by car tire, he began to pull it all back together. See, you wasn't always where you are this morning. One day you didn't have nothing to your life. But look at what God is doing to you. He's restoring it day by day. And you be patient, God. He's not finished with you yet. See, where you are right now, yeah, I know it's better.
Don't you lose your integrity. I still got some months though. See, the Bible declares John 10:10 says Satan comes but to steal, kill, and destroy. And we stop right there. Then Jesus comes in and Jesus speaks, but we always make him sound. Jesus then says, but I came that you may have life more abundantly. God got some stuff for you. Don't you let go. Don't you let nobody change your heart. God says, I want to bless you abundantly. Now, abundant blessings is enough for you and your neighbor. What I discovered is that you have to lose some stuff in order to feel. See, notice I said the last thing that we talked about, learning, discerning, and then to show some compassion in essence on people. See, if you never lose anything, you don't know what I'm going through when I lose something. So when God allows you to lose something, it's so that that abundant blessing that you have, you can give it because, man, I'm in your shoes. Girl, I know what that feels like. Here, I only have just 2 loaves, but here, you take one of these. I only have $20, but can I give you 5? See, but you have to lose some stuff to feel some stuff sometimes. As long as you're all pious and you're on top of the world and nothing ever happened to you, oh, you don't know, but mess around, let you go through something. Then you look for somebody. You call somebody on the phone, somebody going through your situation. Tell me how you made it. And you think they're going to tell you some wonderful, marvelous thing, and they tell you nothing but the blood of Jesus delivered me from that. Nobody but God delivered me. As the deacons come and we open the doors of the church this morning, while you're meditating on the goodness of God this morning, understanding that sometimes you can pray with your family, and sometimes indeed the family that prays together, sometimes they don't stay together.